Hello.
I have Congressman Hebert.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to tell you that I was very grateful in reading the news reports last night and this morning for your statement on that House Senate conference. I tell you, boy, without stand-up guys like you, we might as well call Mr. Bruce home. That's true.
Damn, you did good.
That's right.
A good citizen just walked in here now.
Is that right?
The one Melvin R. Laird.
Oh, yeah.
Can you vouch for him?
Now, listen, don't leave any secret papers around while he's there.
I won't leave any secret papers around.
He's afraid he's going to haul it out. incidentally, though on that, I do want you to know that I'm most grateful. And actually, Ed, I hope that you can, in the conference, all you need is, frankly, just to take out some of that... So that language, you know what I mean. After all, the House has voted one way, the Senate is in rest, and as I told Ziegler to point out, the Senate's only one half the Congress.
Only one half the Congress, and I'm going to have a very short conference. I think I'm only going to put about 5 minutes on the conference.
Is that right?
Yeah, from my side.
Yeah. Right.
Only the guys with powder dry will be holding.
Can you have good strong men?
Oh, I'm going to have strong men.
Right, that's right. Who will be on the other side?
It'll be less than Okonski. Less, of course,
and who,
but less will be one.
Who will be on the Senate?
On our side, it'll be
Hebert,
Fisher, and what the hell? And Mel Price.
Well, that's a good bunch.
No, we solid. We
right.
We,
now, what will what about the Senate side? Who will they have?
Oh, I haven't slightest idea.
Well, in any event,
well, you can't.
I'll tell you why this language is so important. We just need, as I've said several times, that we can't hope, and we are in the process now, I can tell you, of trying to conduct some negotiation. The time will end when we can't do anything, and we'll know it. But we really need to get any kind of directive out, because put yourself in the position of the enemy. If the enemy says, yeah, they're going to get out of any day, hell, they ain't going to negotiate.
Well, hell, all they've done, Mr. President, on this thing is just 9 months. It's the same as that amendment was offered before.
Sure.
It doesn't mean anything else.
That's right. That's right.
No, don't worry. I'm going to stand pat. They won't have a bill.
Right. Good. Incidentally, on this paper thing,
yeah,
Mel will fill you in. Can I get him on the phone? I want to tell him what to say.
I think we can work this thing out. My suggestion is that
Select
if I get a hold of those papers, I'll handle them, that nobody's going to get out of them.
Right. Well, the main thing is as you know, it's no skin off our back, but we've got to protect the security of our sources.
To do it, and I'll explain. Mel just got here. I had time to explain what I have in mind. If I get a hold of them and they send them in regular order,
right.
I'll make such conditions and rules that we won't have many visitors.
Right.
And we'll know exactly what they are, and I'm going to have printed in big letters the criminal implications.
The other thing is, of course, that on the Senate side is that...
Well, that's their problem.
We don't know. Okay.
Fine.
You tell Laird, if anything gets out, I'm going to blame it on him and not you.
On him. Wait a minute. Here he is.
Him and not you.
Okay. Yes, Mr. President.
I just told the chairman, as I said, if any papers leaked while you were up there, I was going to blame it on you and not him.
I know that probably.
Well, he's sure a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
It's great. I hope that if they... You know, they've been talking, they don't know what they're going to do, a joint committee or a House and Senate or what, but what do you think they'll finally come up with? They do.
They won't go joint.
They won't. All right, fine. Well, let's tell the House to get out front and have its hearings first.
And they...
Oh, well.
They just won't
I understand.
Go that way.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Each will do its own way.
And I think we can't really...
No, we can't say.
Can't say that.
It's up to them. Up to them. Right.
Carl feels rather strongly about it, and so does Eddie and Jerry.
Well, look, whatever the House wants, I'm for.